We will continue making contacts such as this one, and developing new channels for communication, and we will hope to reach more and more of the people of your planet as time progresses. March 3, 1974. I am of those who inhabit what is known to the people of your planet as flying saucers. 50. Chapter 1. The UFOs. I and my brothers have been in the vicinity of your planet for many years. We are at this time educated in the ways of your peoples. We have observed the people of your planet for many of your years, and we are familiar with the thoughts of the people of this planet. And we are familiar with the thoughts of this group. We have been contacting groups such as this one for several years. We have been doing this through individuals such as this one, and others in this room, who have learned to receive our thoughts and pass them on to others of your planet who desire them. We do not wish to impress our thoughts upon any of the people of this planet who do not desire them. For this reason, we have found it convenient to speak to them in this manner, and we will continue to speak to them in this manner, using the people who dwell here who wish to, like us, serve in the name of our Creator in aiding us to give what we understand of His thoughts to the people of planet Earth who desire it. We are here to bring to the people of this planet what we consider to be of utmost importance to them at this time. We consider that there is one thing of importance to the people of the planet Earth at this time. This thing is an understanding of the truth of the creation in which they live. Our study of the people who inhabit this planet indicates that almost none of them understand the reality of the creation. We have determined that almost all of the peoples of this planet are living within an illusion created by man on Earth through a number of centuries. We have determined that at this time it is very necessary that the people of this planet that desire truth be given it. It will be up to those who desire truth to seek it out. We will provide for them our understanding. Their acceptance or rejection of our understanding will be up to them. That is our understanding of the Creator's plan. Hour 51, Chapter 1. The UFOs. Understanding of the Creator's plan is that He provides for man in this creation to possess a total freedom of choice. For this reason, we provide a total freedom of choice. We do not impress in any way upon the people of this planet a necessity for accepting what we bring to them as our understanding of truth. This is our reason for contacting the people of this planet through instruments such as this one, who receives our thoughts in what you consider a telepathic manner. Our craft have been seen many times in your skies. Some of the people of this planet believe that these craft are what they really are, our craft from elsewhere in this creation. Some of the people on this planet do not believe this. This is their choice, and this is the choice that we provide for them. This is our understanding of one of the principles of this creation. It is necessary for us, if we are to operate within the limits of our understanding of truth, to act in such a manner as to not force upon anyone that which he does not desire. March 3, 1974. If you perceive separation, then this is illusion. We do not perceive separation. For this reason, we serve ourselves by serving those of the planet Earth who desire our service. This is our mission. And this is our objective, to serve ourselves by serving those of the planet Earth who desire our service. But it is necessary that this desire be present. We will direct aid to all who desire our service. This service is to give to those who desire it the creation. This is the only gift that we have. It is the only gift that exists. There is an infinite creation all about you. It is yours for the asking. We will give it to you, for it is yours to begin with. If you wish to accept, then do so. All that is necessary is that you avail yourself to this gift through daily meditation. Nothing else is necessary. 52, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. The function of channels. We suspect that a psychic naturally attunes his brain waves to the rhythm of another person's brain, one of the younger physicists told us. This rapport helps him get the other man's thought. We think that many people can learn to tune to each other in about 3 months. He didn't say how. Sheila Ostrander and Lynn Schroeder comment. The Confederation suggests that anyone can learn to receive the messages telepathically. It is only necessary to want to, and then to follow their simple instructions. That's one way the UFO Nauts information has some points over information on telepathy from other sources, The Confederation does tell you how people can learn to become telepathic receivers. Channeling selections January 4, 1974. Many of your peoples at this time would wish to know exactly what has happened, but they are not provided with the correct information. The information they are given should be correct. And it can be given them only by those who understand what is correct, or those which are channels and can speak directly, using our thoughts. Many people are crying out for this knowledge, but they are confused. They are confused by so many erroneous thoughts and erroneous sayings and erroneous deeds. 53, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. In the past, our Space Brothers contacted some of your people and attempted to pass on through them certain information. In each case, this resulted in failure. These contactees were not understood or believed. It led to their ridicule, and a considerable waste of effort for those who were contacted and on the part of the Confederation. In some cases, it did them harm. It seems that each time your people are contacted, it does them harm, to some degree. So it will take strength to serve at this time. It will take strength to be a link between our brothers in space and our brothers upon the surface of your planet. But this is very necessary. More necessary, my friends, than anything else that you could do at this time. It will not be an easy task, but it is not an impossible task to alert those of your people who would wish to know what is actually occurring. It will be necessary that enough of your people believe in what we say for the Confederation to land upon your surface. It is not necessary for the people of this planet to believe in the Confederation, it is necessary that they believe in the Creator, and that they believe what the Confederation says. There are many people here that already believe this, that already know this, for it is truth. However, this knowledge is lying dormant, below their level of consciousness. It is necessary that this knowledge be brought to their surface, consciousness. A reawakening, a self-examination of their inmost thoughts, is necessary for them to release themselves from the hypnosis created by their present social conditions. It is therefore necessary that channels such as yourselves act at this time, to give to the people of this planet a reminder of truth. Those that are ready will awaken. Those who are not ready will ignore. 54, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, January 7, 1974. It is only necessary that our words be made available to your people. Those who will recognize them as truth will do so. Those who cannot recognize them as truth will not. It is as simple as that. There is no need to impress this information any further upon your people than simply exposing them to it. This, however, has not been carried on in sufficient quantity. It is for this reason that we are now attempting to impress upon channels such as this one the need for greater dissemination of that information that we have to present to your people. We of the Confederation of Planets are here, and have a job to do. We have been working diligently at this job for many of your years. We are aware of the problems that you face in attempting to make more of the people of your planet aware of our communications, but we will assure you that we will aid you in doing this. As time progresses, more and more aid can be given. You will have noticed that in the past 20 years attitudes have changed considerably. Things that were very difficult to talk about with the general population are now relatively easy to talk about. Their acceptance of our presence is much greater than it was in the past. Your own expeditions into space, however slight, have aided greatly in the acceptance of your general public's attitudes toward possibilities of extraterrestrial contact. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our infinite Creator are here to contact you now. We must emphasize this, we are here to do this. This is our purpose. We must, however, make this contact very, very carefully, in a predetermined way. That is what is happening in this room at this instant. There can be no variation from this technique at this time. We have had many experiences in contacting peoples. It has always been found that it must be done with extreme caution. There are grave consequences when an alien, 55, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, society is impressed directly upon another society. Especially when technological separation is as vast as is ours. Your people would not understand it all. They would not accept us for what we are. We could not walk among them and be accepted, and this is what we wish to do, be accepted. For, my friends, we are all exactly the same. We could not speak directly to your people and have them gain benefit from our teachings, for they would feel that they must accept, without question, what we say. This is of no benefit, my friends. You are here, at this time, as we are where we are, primarily to seek. To seek in our own way that which is the path back toward the Creator of us all. An interruption that is too great in this personal seeking is not a very good thing. For this reason, we are unable to contact your people directly. We must provide them, however, with that which they need. And this we are doing to the best of our ability. January 8, 1974. It is important for you to prepare yourselves now, so that you do not confuse them. If it is necessary, then we will work directly with them, but you must be very careful in your attempt to serve, for the service that you perform must be correct, or it will only confuse them. There is, unfortunately, considerable false information as to our purpose, our reality, our motives and our being. It will be a great help to our effort to have additional vocal channels such as this one. These channels will be able to talk directly to the people who initiate seeking as a result of seeing our craft. If we are able to do this in sufficient quantity, then we will be able to circumvent discrepancies and wrong information with respect to our presence. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are engaged in a definite program of action. This action, for the past 20 or so years, has been limited. 56, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. It has recently become less limited. Certain aspects of your civilization and its intellectual growth have made greater stimulation through a greater showing of ourselves a distinct possibility. In other words, many, many more of the people of this planet are, now, open to suggestions of a nature that would have seemed all too radical just a few years in your past. Many of your people are now ready to open their minds to things that were beyond belief for them just a few years ago. There has been a great increase in the dissemination to the general public of information with respect both to travel in space and to what you call metaphysical phenomena. This attitude makes it possible for us to initiate what I will call a second phase in our program in awakening the people of this planet to the truth that they so badly desire. We of the Confederation of the Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are about to embark upon a most interesting phase of our mission. It will be interesting for us, and it will also be interesting for you. If you are to be of service in the program we are now instituting, it will be necessary that you very, very carefully control what you say to those who seek from you, and it will also be necessary that you are very careful about the way that you act. In this way, you can be of maximum service. It has been said, in your language, physician, heal thyself. If you do not demonstrate in your daily living an understanding of the teachings of those of the Confederation who profess the understanding of the way of the Creator, then you will not be of as much service in your attempts to help enlighten your people as you would be if you would so demonstrate this knowledge. January 10, 1974. In a very short period of time, there will be considerable activity with respect to our presence, and considerable 57, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. Awareness of this form of contact. At this time, those of you who can serve us will have a great duty to perform, for you will, like us at that time, be actively and directly in the service of our Infinite Creator. Join with us, members of the Confederation of Planets in His service, to act as a stepping stone from the darkness that now abounds upon your planet to the light that is so ever present in this infinite creation. February 22, 1974. We are here to help those of this planet who would help themselves and, by doing this, would help others. Each of you will be a channel of communication for the understanding of the truth of the creation that we bring to the people of this planet. It is, I am afraid, a difficult thing to give to all the people of this planet that which they desire. However, at this time, there are many who are on the brink of understanding. It is only necessary that they be given that which they desire, and this is our duty to those of whom we speak. And this will be your service, to aid us in bringing to them that which they desire, an understanding of the true workings and principles of the creation. It will, however, require some effort. for it is not easy to communicate all the levels of understanding that exist at present on this planet. And, for this reason, it is necessary to have many channels such as yourself, so that each individual who is seeking will be able to receive exactly what he seeks. There are many questions that will be asked you in the future. And in order to answer these questions, it is necessary that each of you be prepared. And this will require effort. It is not a simple task to raise the understanding of a large number of those who will shortly be seeking understanding. But, with effort and diligence, it will be accomplished. 58, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. We realize that it is difficult to find time for sufficient meditation in order to avail yourself to the understanding that is necessary for the task that you are to perform. But it is possible to avail yourself in meditation at various times during the day when meditation of what you might call a formal nature, such as you now indulge in, is not possible. This instrument has learned to utilize many portions of his day to clear his mind of the thoughts generated by the illusion that surrounds him and to become at one with the creative consciousness that is in all of us. This we suggest doing in addition to the type of meditation in which you now engage, for if you are to understand, it is important to spend time each day in the process of meditation. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here for one purpose and one purpose alone. We are here to bring truth to those that seek it. But, my friends, it is necessary that an individual seek truth, if he is to find it. This is a natural principle of this creation, for it was within the original thought that created us that we should have exactly what we desire. For this reason, it is necessary to desire to return to the original thought of love and unity in order to return. Concern yourselves, therefore, with those who seek. For they are the ones we are here to serve. It would be a direct violation of the principles of creation to attempt to serve those of your planet who do not seek our service. We can advertise our services to some limited extent. But it is not possible for us to impress upon any individual at any time a service that is not sought. For this reason, our mission is wrought with several problems. One is, the problem of communicating with those of your people who seek our service, while not disturbing to an overt extent those who do not seek. For this reason, we act as we do now, using those of you who seek this understanding and also seek to serve others who 59, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. Would seek the understanding. The degree of your service will depend upon the degree of your seeking. This is always the way. We are very privileged to be able to work with you. And your service in many ways is much greater than ours. For you must work within conditions that are much more difficult than those within which we now work. However, each of you will be successful in your efforts to serve your fellow man. For this is what you seek. And, as I have stated earlier, it has been provided for by our Creator that if an individual seeks anything, this is what he shall find. And if he seeks to be of service to his fellow man, this he shall surely accomplish. February 23, 1974. There are problems that will confront the people of this planet very shortly. We have said this before, but the time now grows very short. We have ways of telling this. There will be a need for channels of communication, whether they be of the type of this instrument, who can directly channel our thoughts, or whether they simply be of the type able to relay this information from groups such as this one to groups who seek it and direct them to a group. We have far too few groups of this type to accomplish that which we seek to accomplish, to bring to the people who desire our aid, the aid that they desire. We are striving and doing our utmost to help your people and to make them aware of the situation they are in, but they are not paying attention. We can only do so much. The more attention your people pay, the more that we can do. It is a simple matter of direct free will. If the population of a planet seeks for our services, then we may give them freely. If only a portion of that population asks, then we must limit our services. If none of the population asks for our services, we are unable to give any of our services. 60, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. For this reason, you find us in a state of hiding. You might say, at this time. For far too few of the people of this planet have asked for our services. Consequently, We must act through instruments such as this one to speak to you and tell you of the problems that now exist for us and for you and for the rest of the population of your planet. We suggest that you, as individuals, attempt to evolve as best you can on an individual basis and at the same time attempt, in your own way, to act as examples of this evolution. By doing this, you will draw attention by maintaining a knowledge of truth. Through meditation you will be examples. You can be nothing else. Those of your people who are in great need of truth and of understanding will notice that you are different. They will notice that you will have an inner peace and tranquility. They will notice many things about you. Then they will seek you out for information. At this time, you will be able to serve them as we are able to serve you. It is a difficult thing, my friends, to serve all of the people of your planet that wish service. Many of them do not know that service is available and they do not know how to recognize the service once it is offered. Each one of them is a different problem and there is not too much time left, my friends. Shortly, many of your people will be seeking much information. More and more of them, at this time, are seeking information. But they are difficult to communicate with because of their mixing with those who do not wish to be served. We must, therefore, increase the number of channels such as this one and we must increase the amount of information that is given to your people by other means. I am sorry that I have taken a little more time than I expected on this particular aspect. But at this time, we consider the dissemination of our information to the people of your planet of utmost importance. It must be remembered though, that caution must be used. And, as a general rule, the information 61, chapter 2, channels and channeling, should be presented so that it may be rejected. It is necessary to create within the individual an intense seeking that is his own, rather than to force upon him information that he does not request. Therefore, act as you are directed through your daily meditations. And, we will, with you, succeed in bringing the truth that your people require at this time to them. There has been much strife and much confusion upon your planet, and there continues to be much strife and much confusion. And even those who attempt to follow the examples of the teachers who have demonstrated the Creator's light do not understand, and there, also, is confusion. All of this confusion, all of this misunderstanding, all of the strife that is occurring upon your planet, is primarily due to a lack of meditation. We realize that we will be successful with only a relatively small percentage of those whom we contact. However, this will be sufficient, for the time being. For from these seeds will grow a wider understanding of the truth for those who desire it. April 25, 1974. We of the Confederation are pleased that so many of the peoples of your planet have begun to avail themselves to our thoughts. We have been attempting for many of your years to contact your peoples. Recently, our efforts have been very fruitful. And through the extension of our contact to your peoples we can shortly contact many more. It will be your privilege in the future to offer your services to your peoples. There is much work to be done. And you should look forward to this time as being a great opportunity to advance yourself in his service. Many of your peoples do not comprehend that which you have come to accept. You need to grow in confidence in order that you may be of beneficial service to these people. Many 62, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, will approach you and will begin searching because of the new vibration in the creation. Your vibration shall rise and shall be felt by those who you come into contact. Use the time that remains to develop your confidence in his will. The further wishes all to join in this seeking and all shall have the opportunity to seek. But only those who desire shall do so. It cannot be accomplished by any other individual. It is controlled by your desire. Channeling. So Samuel went and laid down at his place. And the Lord came, and stood, and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Bible, I Samuel 4, 9-10. Comment. The Confederation seems to be remarkably unorganized in nature, and does not manifest any desire to promote organizations of any kind, including religious ones. They recommend only personal meditation and group meditation where questions can be freely asked through channels. The following information was given in answer to a mother's questions about how best to raise her child so that it might have the best spiritual start in life. Channeling Selections, April 14, 1974. The question of how to instill the type of training of the spirit to which we refer is a question that is very difficult for us to answer for you. It would be necessary to have communities centered around the great truths of the spirit. It would be necessary to have in each person and in each group of people who have banded together a spirit of understanding and 63, chapter 2, channels and channeling, seeking. It would simply be necessary to have a completely different type of environment than you have. There is much that can be done within the sanctity of your own life. Those people of like mind may provide for you and those dependent upon you an atmosphere conducive to spiritual growth. In your own household, much may be done to encourage the constant awareness of the love of the infinite Creator, where growing entities are aware, as their bodies and their minds mature, that their infinite and eternal spirits are real and are capable of maturing also. If there were a place they might choose to go and, with no pressure or suggestion, seek their own peace and find their own truth, then the training for the spirit might be a much more possible thing for those upon your planet's surface. Needless to say, my friends, we have not found rich earth for planting this idea in many places. April 24, 1974. Children are born with a type of personality or manifestation of awareness which is their heritage of previous experiences and knowledge. This varies extensively from entity to entity. For the most part, those who are now incarnating on planet Earth have a considerable background of latent understanding because they have been called to the Earth at this time for experience involved within the ending of this cycle. Therefore, for the most part, the entities who are called children upon your planet at this time are somewhat advanced, before they are taught any lessons within the physical illusion. However, the physical illusion is designed for further teaching. The teaching, my friends, is of two kinds. The first is the most important, especially upon your planet. That is, as you say upon your planet, the school of hard knocks. This phrase indicates the school which will teach children the lessons, for the most part, that they will learn. Within this 64, chapter 2, channels and channeling, school, the most informative stance that those who wish to aid a child may take is that taken by the master known as Jesus. When asked for understanding, Jesus spoke to the best of his ability. But more importantly, in this aspect of his service, he exemplified by his life that which he wished to make known. The experience of children, as regards those around them, is to a great extent built upon not what they are intellectually manifesting, but what they are manifesting by their existence. This again is your greatest area of teaching of any child. And that is the area of example. Upon the planets in which the atmosphere is spiritually more centered upon seeking, the use of the intellect in aiding spiritual seeking in children would be greatly enhanced. However, the influences which are upon your planet at this time are, for the most part, quite baffling to spiritual impulses. Therefore, the most earnest and sincere attempts at teaching of spiritual concepts will be frustrating to the teacher and to the child. It is therefore recommended that when the opportunity for this type of intellectual teaching arises, that the truth be spoken and that the frustrations connected with attempting to live the spiritual life within the confines of an unfriendly environment be accepted without undue disturbance or strain. It is to be expected that there will be difficulty and confusion. Therefore we say to you, there are three simple ways to attempt to aid. One is to be aware that children are, for the most part, already somewhat mature and that, therefore, they only need direction. The second is that the best direction comes from the daily abiding of yourself with the light of your own spiritual awareness. This is your best contribution to anyone that you 65, chapter 2, channels and channeling, meet. It is your life itself. By example, more have been aided than by any other more elaborate means. The moment-to-moment existence within the physical provides you with your third form of aid to another entity. The attempt to speak the truth as you know it, when asked, is always a good thing. We remind you that to forgive and to encourage amidst difficulties and setbacks and even failures is also a service. It is to be remembered as a principle that you are part of the Infinite Father and just as you, yourself, as a child, spiritually are taught, but also welcomed upon whatever terms, so in expressing yourself, You may remember that you may teach but, always above all, accept and love on any terms. We wish that we could tell you that there is a way to ensure that a human entity will surely be aided and given the right concepts. We cannot tell you any such joyful news, my friends. We have been attempting to aid each entity upon your planet for many, many years. Some may be aided, some may not. They may be aided only when they desire it.